This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. The body of a dancer is celebrated as physical perfection on stage. Long, muscular limbs capable of extraordinary range of motion. But a Boston-based artist is challenging that notion. Lisa Bufano has no legs, and she recently performed her first modern dance piece to a packed house. Andrea Shea from member station WBUR has her story.
Lisa Bufano loves to run along the busy Charles River between 2 and 8 miles a day. The 34-year-old says she gets funny looks and practically stops traffic because she runs on high-tech carbon fiber prosthetic legs that look like big C-shaped springs. It's impossible to stand still on them, says Bufano, shifting her tiny frame back and forth. But jogging, she says, isn't as hard as it looks.
You don't have to be that coordinated to do it. You know what I mean? It's just one foot in front of the other, or one prosthesis in front of the other. I spent a lot of my life sort of like figuring out how would someone with legs do that, and then how am I going to do that? But with running, you can just kind of let your mind go.
Back at her storefront studio, dressed in street clothes and wearing her everyday legs, Bufano makes a pot of green tea. It's no small task because she also has no fingers.
I hope it's steeped enough.
Bufano's legs and fingers were amputated when she was 21 years old after a staph bacteria infection raged through her body and blood stopped flowing to her limbs. Since then, she says navigating life has been a nonstop intellectual pursuit and an artistic one. Bufano is an award-winning animator and doll maker. She also performs. Her provocative movement pieces, which she turns into video podcasts, use music, props, prosthetics, and illusion to explore the idea of deformity. Bufano's first performance, called Fancy, was commissioned by the University of Linz. In it, she wears tall stilts on her stumps and her hands, fashioned from red Queen Anne-style table legs.
The audience saw a table, and there's an accordionist who comes and sits at the table and starts playing the accordion, and then the table basically comes alive.
The reveal is that the table is Bufano. Her raven black hair and petite form emerge from beneath a suspended, squared-off cloth, shocking the accordionist. On stilts, Bufano looks like a beautiful mutant. She could be a crab, a gazelle, or an insect. The effect is striking.
I want to be seen as attractive and beautiful and sexy like everyone else. But I think that in my artwork, for me, it's trying to find some comfort with being everything that a human can be, with being like grotesque or being weird or bizarre or just kind of exploring whatever I can be on stage.
Bufano's stage characters evoke a circus sideshow, which is fine by her. She says she also connects with comic book characters who've undergone extreme transformations.
You know, it starts with a really gross accident. You know, someone stepped into the magnifier, and so they form this hideous part of themselves that they have to come to terms with. They feel like that they have two identities, and, you know, are they going to use it for evil or are they going to use it for good?
Now, Bufano is transforming herself again as an artist. A few months ago, she received a grant to stage a major dance work in New York City.
I can't believe she did it. I mean, to come to New York City all by yourself, to put yourself in the hands of a choreographer you do not know, one-on-one, and you're not a trained dancer, that's intense.
Choreographer Heidi Latsky was a principal dancer for pioneer Bill T. Jones. Bufano contacted Latsky in September for guidance. They hit it off. Now, Bufano is Latsky's muse.
It doesn't have to be that fast, but it has to be, you have to breathe.
I was concentrating on making it bigger and I lost kind of the quickness.
Just get the quickness.
Okay.
Watching a lot of dance, you become accustomed to seeing how the body can be superhuman.
Dance critic Joy Goodwin writes for the New York Sun. She says Latsky and Bufano's new solo piece holds its own as a work of modern dance. The piece begins with Bufano wearing her carbon fiber running legs. Like the music, she's frenzied. Then she sits on a chair. After a lengthy, emotional battle with the idea, Bufano takes her legs off. She looks vulnerable, almost lost without them. critic Joy Goodwin calls this piece dance theater because it tells the true story of Lisa Bufano losing her limbs, finding power in her prosthetics, then coming to terms with her body as it is.
One image that really stays with me from the piece is the image of her clenched fists, which are fists without fingers, but nonetheless defiant and incredibly powerful when she raises them over her head.
When they started working together, choreographer Heidi Latsky asked Bufano to tell her an important story from her life. Bufano started by describing her post-op bandaged hands.
They were really big, so it took a long time, and just unraveling and unraveling and unraveling and unraveling. And meanwhile, the bandages are sort of piling up on top of me in the bed, and my hand is getting smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller, and it's starting to indicate just how much of my fingers had been taken.
When she finished, Bufano found 5 wounds where her fingers had been. The wounds, she says, looked like open mouths. 5 Open Mouths is the name of the new dance, and it ends with Bufano's graceful gesture of removing the bandages.
Yeah.
A good number of amputees and disabled people were in the audience at Bufano's recent New York performance. John Fenzel lost his leg to diabetes.
This piece shows with less is more, like yoga or relaxation. When she took off her legs, she became free, like a flowering insect. She could be a worm, a snake. She could fly. I'm free now. I'm not as tall, but I'm free.
Even so, Bufano is percolating some pretty wild ideas for future performances with prosthetics.
I want a big articulated mermaid fin. I want propellers. I did a video once where I was a superhero and I had rocket legs.
Soon, Lisa Bufano will jet off to California to start a job with Axis, a renowned company for disabled and able-bodied dancers. In the meantime, though, she can be seen sprinting, like a bionic comic book character, along the banks of the Charles River in Boston. For NPR News, I'm Andrea Shea.
You can see video excerpts of Bufano's piece, 5 Open Mouths, at npr.org.